Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Ostrowski now joining us on our hotline. And Joe, I think we have to start with what's happening in March, because even though there was not a lot of madness, if you will, with you have the all one seed Final Four for the first time since 2008. This may be where it gets good, where there's some differential, where you might actually be able to make some money and some hay.
Love Sluggers, guys. I definitely was not there drinking at 18 years old, watching Jordan wrapping up his career, because it was known as, hey, man, they don't card you. Even if you're looking like 14, 15, you're good to go. I'm sure that's not the case anymore.
Everybody looks like adults here, you know,
yes.
From what I've seen.
Yeah.
Somebody said they saw Randy Wells and we were trying to figure it out. So there might even be some incidental cameos here at Sluggers today.
Yeah.
Joe, let's get right to the basketball to start off. So How are you looking this second time we've had, you know, all number one seeds do their thing in quite some time? I just wonder, because I had Alabama winning it all. Obviously, that did not work out for anyone. And now I'm looking at Duke harder and harder, and it feels like almost destiny at this point.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I hope that's true, because I know you talked to Sam Panionovich the other day about it.
I know you got a little ticket money riding on Duke.
Yeah, I mean, we're feeling good about it. And I think anybody would look at it and say, yes, that is the best team right now. But I also want to take a step back. Like, let's not forget that at the end of the season, most people are considering Florida the best team, even though they haven't looked as dominant in the tournament. And that Auburn, they were the overall number one seed on Selection Sunday. I think all of these teams at one point this year were considered the best. But you got the 4-1s. You have the top three offenses in efficiency. Maybe it's been a little boring for some throughout the tournament, but what is setting up here is what should be a phenomenal Final Four. And yes, I do think Duke wins it, Marshall, but I'm looking at these 4-1s, guys, and I'm like, anything can happen. And I think people will be surprised if Duke does not win, but all of these teams have shown what they can do, that they can play to this level throughout the season.
Joe, do we want to talk about what happened with your wife's survivor pool?
Ooh.
Yes. No, I'm good, because I was actually driving around the south suburbs of Chicago listening to you guys, and Sam was on. And there's nothing like turning on the radio and then hearing you just get gut punched again and again and again. And he just happened to leave out the most important context of that conversation, and why I said, yes, wife, go ahead and take Tennessee. The context was, she wasn't winning the pool if she stuck with Houston, which was her original pick, because she was behind in points. So she needed to have some game theory there. But Sammy P just happened to leave that part of the conversation out. But yes, listening, I'd be like, Joe Ostrowski is a moron if he told his wife to take Rick Barnes in the Elite Eight. because I'm someone that has bet against Rick Barnes many, many times. But, yeah, she did not win. I should have let her learn, go win with Houston, because she would not have won anyways. But anyways, but, yeah, that was stupid.
Unfortunately, that was not an unexpected. That was pretty expected. Mm-hmm. At some point, you knew offensively that might happen with that Tennessee team.
Yeah, yeah. There's no
Joe,
doubt about it.
It's hard to believe this, but the NBA season ends next week.
Looks it's hard like, for Marshall to believe it. We have to console him.
Well, I do enjoy NBA. Although I love the NBA playoffs, specifically the Western Conference playoffs, because they're going to be an absolute fecal matter show, as far as I can tell. So
that sounds what, worse, not cussing. How is that possible?
Well, I'm just, you know, trying to be FCC compliant here. Joe, mm-hmm. tell me what you have on the Bulls as we kind of ride through the end of this.
All right, yeah. Everybody was laughing at me on the show the other day. But, like, it's the question, the weekly question for Marshall Harris. What are the Bulls to make the playoffs? And it's got to be considered. It is plus 350. And I brought it up the other day, and everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, look, I don't really want it to happen, but there's a chance it happens because they're in the play-in, and two of these four bad teams are going to be in the playoffs. So what are the chances? So I started to look back at since they had the play-in with four teams. All right, the Bulls are the 10 right now. It's got to happen, right? It must happen, right? And I look at it, I'm like, oh, the 10 seed is 0-8. In making the actual playoffs, getting to that 7 or 8 spot, because it's tough to go back-to-back winning those road games. But I would like them to get the 9. They're just a half game back. But I just look at it, Marshall. I'm like, okay, two of these four teams are going to get in. None of them are great. And I'm getting almost 4-1. I think the opportunity is there. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world to take the Bulls just because of the opponents they're going to have.
No, plus 350, I like that, especially when you start looking at the other schedules, the fact that Orlando and the Hawks, they play each other, and then I think Orlando only has 4 games left, and the other 2 games are against, I think, the Celtics and the Bucks. So I could see them getting to 9 easily, actually, and then the possibility of 8 exists as long as they don't lose to anyone on their schedule, not named the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He's in.
Thank you.
I get it.
And we'll check on this next week. Want to ask you about this Cubs-Padres series, too. It seems like there's a lot of possibilities for people who want to wager.
Yeah, you guys are just talking about how tough that division is. I look at it overall, I'm like, I like most of these teams here. I like the Diamondbacks. They're 4-3. They don't have that 7-0 record that the Padres have, but big picture-wise, it wouldn't surprise me if they were able to get back to the World Series. Like, that's how good they are. Obviously, with the Dodgers undefeated. But from a gambling perspective, guys, the headline in this game today is how low the total runs is. The Cubs just coming off a series where there was an offensive explosion. I think an interesting storyline will be in Sacramento. That it's going to be like the new...
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coors Field. For a year where it's just built for runs and more runs. And then you look today, Cubs Padres with the weather there over at Clark and Addison, and it is the lowest total on the board of all the games today. It has been between 6.5 and 7. Cold temperatures, wind is blowing in, so a lot of respected money coming in on the under guys. It's a small sample, but Imanaga against the Padres, Vasquez against the Cubs, both very successful, like low exit velos, hitting under 200. So a lot of respected money coming in on the under there. And Marshall, I know you're interested in Tucker for the MVP. He's 18-1.
But I mean, so, is that just because Shohei exists? Is that what's driving that big number?
He did walk it off, you know.
Yeah, he's already up to Shohei type things, and he's going to pitch later also, by the way.
In a nutshell, that's why, because Ohtani is so good. And not only do you have to beat Ohtani now you got to beat Soto. He's a second favorite. And Tatis is off to a nice start. He's got a low number there. And by the way, De La Cruz, a guy that can just do whatever with stolen bases, do whatever he wants for the most part. He's actually jumped ahead of Mookie Betts in some of the MVP odds, which is kind of interesting. But you're getting value on Tucker because Shohei Ohtani exists, and he hasn't pitched yet, and it sounds like he's going to at some point. A bet that's not Ohtani for NL MVP, we're at a point now where you're just banking on an injury happening at some point. That's where we are.
Is there anyone else who interests you in that as far as where you look at the odds and say, okay, if Shohei were to get hurt, this is the guy I would put the money, like, have? Because this reminds me of what we were looking at with Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA, because, of course, mm-hmm. you got to play a certain number of games. Wimby's not going to get there. So if you just grab somebody on the chance that Shohei gets hurt, who would you say to grab?
Yeah, I would go De La Cruz.
Okay.
Just because he does something else different, and he's a superstar. I would go that route, but you also have to consider there's always a New York bump when it comes to these awards. And, you know, Soto, if they have a good season, he would be certainly in the mix. He's a second favorite right now, but I would go De La Cruz. At the start of the year, he was 20-1. Also interesting for Cubs fans, Matt Shaw is now a co-favorite for NL Rookie of the Year. So he's plus 375. So early on, that's a move up. He was a second or third favorite at the start of the season.
We're talking to Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Joe, I also want to ask you about the possibility of Alex Ovechkin breaking the record tonight against the Blackhawks. What can you tell us about Ovi?
Yeah, that number's coming down. People are betting on a hat trick tonight. It was like in that 30-40-1 range yesterday. Now I see it down to 19-1. The odds are heavy that he's going to do it. It's like minus 400, minus 500 that it's going to happen this season. You could bet on all sorts of things. Is it going to happen at even strength? Is it going to be a power play? Shorthanded goal? What period? What team is it going to go against? And that's what we're talking about here. The Blackhawks game is the long shot because it's a big ask. But, we were certainly talking about it on Bet Sweats today. And Layla, Paul's brother, Dan Aspen, who you know works on these Hawks broadcasts, he's praying it doesn't happen because he said they have two cameras for tonight. But, he's thinking that there's a strong possibility.
It's a big ask, but it's also a bad team. So it's less of a big ask against the Blackhawks than maybe another team. I like him to score two goals and hold off on the third. That's my personal prediction.
Anything is possible. So I do think that there's a likelihood that very well could happen.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I feel like I have to put something on it at 19-1.
Joe, you also mentioned Bears when you were throwing out ideas with us. What can you tell us about any Bears movement on anything?
Yeah, so the win totals are out. All these sports books have posted their win totals over the last week. There was just one out a week ago, but now they all have them out there. And so we're starting to see money come in and see where the smart money, the early bets at this point, a lot of it is sharper money. But we do have a win total on the Bears. And any guesses on the win total for the Bears, where they set that?
I will guess 9.5.
8.5. It's 8.5. Sharp Layla. That's what they call her in these streets.
Nobody calls me that.
They usually tell me how dumb I am and how I don't know anything about sports.
They don't call her dull, Layla. I will give her that.
Twitter's not real life, Layla. You are well aware of this.
Thank you for that affirmation.
And for that, we also have Facebook and whatever else. But, yeah, no, it's odd. I figured as much just based on what you told us last year. So, theoretically, that was going to be somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the over, by the way.
Well, they're betting the under, which is interesting. So, here's the angle that, you know, that it's kind of noteworthy, is that the Bears and the Vikings have the same win total. The Vikings had 14 wins last year. They go 14-3. Now McCarthy is expected to be their starting quarterback, and their win total is the same as the Bears. While the Bears are being viewed as maybe the most improved team in the NFL, up there with teams like New England, the win total is still down because it is a very difficult road schedule for them.
Yeah, it still doesn't stop me from thinking they'll win 10 games.
That's where I'm at. I said I'd take the over.
Just because I know the line might be what it is, it still doesn't stop me from my prediction.
Something's got to give, Joe. Something's got to give.
Joe Ostrowski, thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Show on The Score. We will enjoy the tournament more because of you, and I'm glad to hear that the survivor pool was not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, context matters, yeah. Joe. We thank you so much for stopping by.
Joe Ostrowski, host of... I'm sorry, Joe, what were you going to say?
No, good. Otherwise, there might be divorce papers served when there's that much money on the line, but yeah. No, we're good. We're good. She's over.
She's a keeper. Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Thank you for joining us on the Midday Show.